No, we're still too long. Hello and welcome everyone to In the Know with Ohiniwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Ohiniwa, and I hope you all are having a good night. Tonight, I have EDM artist, singer, songwriter, DJ, and producer, Dr. James. But before we get started, for all my listeners who would like to get your music played on the IL Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infinitelcnt.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infinitelcnt.com.
Again, this evening, my future guest is Dr. James. So, Dr. James, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm so glad that we got you on the show this evening. So, how are things over on your side?
Yeah, things are really good. Really happy with the new release. And before we go any further, I just want to give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is my personal Lord and Savior, and for giving me the inspiration to keep writing. What I'm hoping to achieve is write bangers, real, you know, chart-topping material to bring joy and hope to the world.
Well, I heard your song. You're definitely doing it.
Thank you.
So, you're definitely doing it. What else is it? Well, let me put it this way. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Well, the new release is really doing well. It's called Set Free. It's getting a lot of radio play around the world, as far as Spain. It's being played by the BBC this weekend for the first time. And it's really doing well on the DSPs, getting a lot of curators are accepting it and adding it to their playlists. And the reason why I really love this song is because, you know, when audiences and ravers typically listen to electronic dance music, it can be very hedonistic. You know, it's about indulging in your pleasure in the moment. You know, sometimes it encourages drink and excess. Like, for example, Tiesto's song, The Motto, the lyrics are about partying and drinking and popping champagne bottles. So what I tend to do is write a very different narrative. So I took Tiesto's The Motto, for example, and I wanted to produce a slap house bass track that's got a similar vibe, you know, a nice beat that really you want to move to. That's the whole idea. I want people to sort of really be moved by the music. The music is like the bait. I want them to really feel the vibe of the sound designs of within the song. But my lyrics are very, very different. This song is about a party girl. Yeah, she goes to the party. She's drinking to numb her pain. And she gets a realization that, hey, this is just making me worse. This is what the story is, if you listen to the lyrics carefully. And then what happens is she goes home, she's very empty, very alone. She cries out, to God above. And the story in the song is about God answering her. you know, she gets set free from her pain. She's now connected to, you know, God above, who reaches down and touches her soul and sets her free. And now she's singing about being set free. Set free from all the demons that were holding on to her before. She's now in celebration mode, dancing to the Lord. So that's really the essence of the song. I'm just trying to give people the good news of Christ, but in a very creative way. So that's always on my mind, you know, when I'm trying to write. How can we really sort of innovatively, creatively, you know, convey the good news of Christ? And there's not many artists doing it. There are a few, but there's very few.
Okay. You know what? We're going to get into that a little bit later on, because there are some questions I want to ask you about upcoming songs. But right now, I noticed that when I was reading about you, I noticed that you started playing music when you were in your 20s. Is that correct?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Okay. I'll say, when reading about you, I noticed that you started playing music in your 20s. Is that correct?
I started playing music where? Can you just repeat that last sentence?
No, I said in your 20s.
Oh, in my 20s. Right, yes. That's right.
Okay.
That's a very good question. I really had music in my bones from a very young age. I played instruments in the school orchestra. I played the violin. I could read music. I played for the Queen of England when I was, I think I was around 13. I was part of an orchestra, and she attended, and we played a set. But as I got into my teens, I love funk, you know, I mean, I would love soul and disco, and then I started, by the time I got into my 20s, I had a band, and I was performing in London clubs, I mean, a lot of people have heard of the artist George Michael. George Michael was really huge at the time. He's passed away now. He was interested. He'd heard about my music through a common friend, and he arranged a meeting with me. He wanted to buy my songs, and you know, here's me. I'm in my 20s. My position was, what I actually told George Michael was, look, if you feel my songs are good enough for you, they're definitely good enough for me. And I said no. Right or wrong, you know, that was my answer to him. So that's how I sort of developed in music.
Okay. I'm still listening to say no to George Michael. Wow. I'd have been all over that one. Okay, come on. your music. You told me a little bit about your music history here. My one question for you is, how did you go about going into ministry? Excuse me. That's something I'm really interested in knowing a little bit more about. What took you to that path?
That's a really good question as well. Wow, that's a bit of a challenging question. Well, what happened was, I was doing the club thing. It was really working well. I was offered a deal, a major music deal. And what happened was, I was like that party girl that I wrote about in my latest release in Set Free. I was just feeling empty. And, you know, I was feeling lost. I was addicted to drugs. I've got to be honest with you. That's quite a common thing now. you know, especially in the music scene, especially among music artists, they really are taking, you know, they're addicted to, it's either cocaine or cannabis or whatever. So a friend of mine spoke to me about Jesus, and at first I didn't listen, but he just kept sharing about his relationship with Jesus. And what really grabbed me, because I thought I was an atheist, okay, but what really grabbed me was that he wasn't talking about a religion. He wasn't talking about his church. He was talking about a living relationship and experience with Christ. And he made it sound so real to me that I wanted to give my life to Christ. So I prayed one night, and this is how I got into ministry. I prayed one night, and I was real with God. I mean, I really do believe God likes a challenge. He wants us to be real. You know, I just openly said, okay, I'm going to give you a try, Jesus. If nothing happens, in my life in the next few days, few weeks, then I am going back to my old sinful ways, you know. So, but the Lord was so gracious. I'm praying, I'm asking him into my heart, and the presence of God just came into my room. It was like something from another world came into me, came into that room. And all I remember doing was I was just crying like a baby. I just cried and cried and cried. I didn't know what else to do. It was such a divine presence. It was like I'd come home, like I was lost all my life, and I'd actually come home, and I'd found a heavenly Father that loved me. And I just sensed the love of God in my heart. And that just overwhelmed me. I never expected that. It's not like I was projecting some unconscious wish, you know, projecting something that was instilled to me from a young child. It was none of that. This was not psychological. This had nothing to do with the culture in which I grew up. I didn't really grow up in a Christian family, but what happened there was real. And from that moment, I became born again. I became a new person. All I wanted to do was tell people about this Jesus that I'd met. And I'd read my Bible, and, you know, as the months and years went by, I became more knowledgeable, and I guess I started ministry from day one, from the time I received Christ, and I've been ministering ever since. And music is a wonderful way to touch people's hearts and lives, and dance music is really becoming popular, and I just wanted to, and it moves me. So I write music that moves me, because if it moves me, my belief is it's going to move other people.
Okay. So with you being in the ministry and you moving people and talking to them about Christ our Lord, when was it that you transitioned over to being a EDM artist?
That transition happened 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I like dance, but a friend of mine kept playing dance. Every time we met, he was playing Marshmello and all these different artists, and I just like the energy of dance. You know, it hits certain frequencies that probably releases dopamines and hormones in your body. It just makes you want to get up and move. It just makes me happy. And, I mean, I grew up in the era where funk and soul and R&B was thriving, and R&B still is. But dance, and I started to do some research about dance music. And I found that it's really becoming mainstream. It's the future of music, I believe. It's the fastest growing genre right now. And I started producing. I started working with different producers, started writing my own beats, and I realized that there was no other missionary. So for years now, I've been a missionary. I've been traveling to the nations, to India, Pakistan, Malaysia, Muslim countries around the world, Philippines. I come to the States. I came here 5 years ago, and once I started listening to dance music as a missionary, I thought, boy, wouldn't that be great? There's no one else doing this. There's no one else using that music to bring, you know, a strong gospel message. And so that's why I describe myself as the world's first missionary to become an EDM artist. I don't know of any other evangelist or missionary that's doing that.
Okay. With you being this EDM artist, I noticed the icon is being used a lot of different musical artists. What does EDM stand for?
EDM, electronic dance music. So it's an acronym for that. But there's so many different subgenres in EDM. You know, you got house. You got as many genres under house. You know, you got dubstep. You got drums and bass. You've got slap house, which is really popular in our Brazilian slap house. You know, there's all these different subgenres, big room. I tend to stick with house music, but kind of mainstream house. I would say people are listening to EDM all the time on the radio. They just don't know it's EDM. You know, like...
Okay.
Ed Sheeran, for example, is one of the biggest artists right now. A lot of his songs have got electronic dance influences. Some of Dua Lipa's tracks as well. There's a lot of chart-topping EDM music. It's just that people don't know it's EDM. They just consider it as pop.
Okay. Yeah. With the pop and the house music and all that, who is it musical-wise that has influenced you?
That has influenced me?
Yes.
Yeah, another great question. Well, I have to say, as a missionary, I get my main influence from the Lord. I get ideas. I'm a man of prayer. When I pray, I get inspired, you know, and ideas come, words begin to flow, concepts about how I should produce. But songs do catch my attention. I mean, I reference major artists, and I would say musical artists that really have influenced me are people like Tiesto. Tiesto from the Netherlands, the French DJ producer David Guetta, Calvin Harris is another one. He's a great artist. I mean, a lot of people listen to his music. He remixes and has worked with people like Rihanna, done some big chart-topping, Billboard-topping music with Rihanna. He works with, you know, known artists and remixes songs for them, and great producer. So these are the sorts of guys I tend to listen to and I get inspiration from as producers.
Okay. So when did you realize merging gospel and EDM would change your outlook on your music process?
I mean, it's a thing now, isn't it? When I first started out, like 2 years ago, there was very few gospel EDM artists. I could count them on my fingers. There was hardly any. Maybe some worship or church groups in Brazil that had a bit of a EDM touch to their music. Planet Shakers had some EDM influences, but there was hardly any. But in the last 2 years, it really has become a thing. If you search for Christian or gospel EDM playlists on Spotify and those artists there are so many coming up. It's unreal. In the last 2 years, there's something like about 200-300 gospel EDM artists that have come up and produced and released material. And I tell you, it sounds fantastic. Maybe this is the new gospel, you know, of the 21st century, involving dance music.
I know that it's on the movie, the dance music. It's coming up big. But you were, like I said, the first one I've ever heard where you use it in what you do. I mean, I've heard Christian music, and I have heard that some of the artists do have an upbeat feel, tempo to their music, so you can kind of dance to it. But when listening to your song, it had that boldness that gave you the energy to keep you upbeat, keep you lifted, keep you moving. So what I want to do is, your newest release is called Set Me Loose. So what I'm going to do is, you know what, no, I'm not going to do that. Dr. James?
Yeah.
I'm going to have you introduce your latest single.
Oh, you want me to introduce the single?
Yes. Your latest one.
Great. Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Well, I'm glad to be on the show, and this is the debut song on the show. I'm Dr. James, and here's my new single called Set Free.
You set me loose, now I wanna dance.
I'm living in the moment, although my heart is broken, doing what I can to get back.
I believe in you. I believe in you. I feel you every day.
every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. All right, and that was Set Me Loose. Dr. Timmons, what was the inspiration behind this song?
What was the inspiration for this song?
Yes.
Well, thanks for playing Set Me Loose. I made a slight error, Anahiwa. I was referring to my newest release, which is Set Free. This one's called Set Me Loose. This is kind of like a UK gospel house track. My inspiration for it was I wanted to tell a story about a girl who's depressed. That could be a boy or a girl. Obviously, it's a female singer, but a person who's depressed, whose heart is broken, and I feel that typifies the younger generation right now. What it really inspired me was I was reading research from the CDC, which said during the COVID lockdowns and everything, depression among teens and suicide rates were at an all-time high. So that's a big deal. That's a really big thing, right? And so I wanted to address that because music is the universal language of the world. If it's a great way of getting your message out. And I wanted to touch people's lives by showing them that, okay, if you're feeling this way, if you're feeling low, if your heart is broken, if you're feeling lonely, suicidal, there's hope for you. There's hope through the gospel. There's hope through a relationship with Christ. So I wanted to write a story through an upbeat house track of how the Lord can really work in people's lives. And you hear the lyrics, they're sung by a great female singer, session singer I use called Christina, about how she gets set free. She gives her heart to the Lord. The Lord unbreaks her heart. In other words, the Lord heals her heart. And now she's singing about her freedom, that she's now free from that oppression. And so I wanted to sort of address a real problem in the song and give people a real answer, who is Christ.
All right. I didn't have your newest song, so I apologize for that as well.
That's okay. I'll have to come back again and we can play that.
That can be done. That can be done. What was the message behind Set Me Loose that you just explained? Why was it the right time now to release that song?
What made it the right time? Well, it's a party song. You know, it's summer. It's got that bit of, you know, it's got a little bit of summer vibe, tropical house vibe to it. And I just felt like, you know, over the course of the summer, it could be something that people playing in the clubs, and it has been played in clubs, played over the radio, played in people's cars. It's kind of got that feel-good energy to it. That kind of fits the season right now. It's what people need.
Okay. And when you say it's what people need, is it because of everything that's happened with the pandemic? Or would you say it's just what's going on right now in the everyday life?
I think it's both. I mean, the lockdown did affect people. It affected my kids. It affected people they know at school. People are still reeling a little from that, and they're coming out of that. And this is a time where they can get healing. This is a time where they can experience some normality again. And, you know, you switch on the news, it's always bad news. If it's not going to be Ukraine, it's going to be some other bad news. If it's not Ukraine, it'll be a recession. There's always something looming. You know, the gospel is about good news. I wanted to, number one, give people good news and good vibes over the summer, you know, to point them in a different direction and give them joy.
Okay. Well, do you do performing, like at venues and places like that, yourself?
I wouldn't perform mm-hmm. this song because I think I would find it difficult hitting those high notes that Christina does in the song. But other songs I do perform. I go downtown Boston on the street. My friend's a DJ, you know, he'll play the song in the clubs. And where I'm invited, as an artist, I'll occasionally perform the song. I prefer to DJ, to be honest. I'm more of a DJ, artist, producer than I am a performer. But I'm not shy at performing. I mean, if you look at some of my music videos, I'm performing some of those songs and dancing. I can dance. So we did, there's a couple of dance videos that I've done on two of my releases.
Okay. So you say you prefer producing over...
Yeah, DJing and producing. I'll occasionally perform.
Okay.
I'm not going to perform like Justin Bieber, for example, or Dua Lipa, with a whole entourage of people. I'm not that kind of an artist. I'm probably more of a producer, but I can sing. So on my other tracks, you're going to hear me sing. I'm the primary vocalist on quite a lot of the other releases that I've produced. But that's occasional. The performance is occasional with me.
Okay. Now, would you say Set Me Loose would be like the new anthem that could bring awareness to depression?
Would I say Set Me Loose would be like an anthem?
Yes.
That could bring awareness to what question, Nahina?
To depression.
Oh, to depression.
Yeah.
Well, that's my hope. It would give people, a release from... Depression is a real thing, you know. It affects millions of lives. And actually, if you... search, there's been a lot of, on Google, there's been a lot of press releases on Fox News. There was, Fox released an article about this song, Set Me Loose, and the article was really about why I wrote the song and why I was addressing the issue of depression, really driven by the latest CDC report among teens. But if people connect with the song and realize that the messaging, the gospel messaging in the song is focused on a relationship with Christ, then absolutely Jesus can set them free.
Okay. Would you say, your meaning behind it would be what in particular? Does it have a message?
Yes.
The song has a message, and there's a meaning behind it. And we know that it's talking about depression, but is there a deeper message in that song?
I think I've summed up the meaning. It's about finding the love of Christ and celebrating. I don't know if you recall Kool and the Gang and their song Celebration, Celebrate.
Yeah.
that song, I've listened to Calling the Gang. They're Christians, and they wrote that song Celebrate to celebrate creation when God created Adam and Eve, you know, from the story in Genesis, and not a lot of people actually knew that. I remember listening to that song in the disco at school, you know, celebrate times, come on, and I never knew the deeper meaning to that song, their intent behind their lyrics and their writing. And it's interesting, people who listen to this song, they may not know the deeper meaning, so it's a great question. And I would say the deep meaning to this song is about experiencing the love of God, which sets us all loose from our burdens and our sins and our fears.
I didn't know that about that song at all. And thank you for giving me a little more knowledge and the deeper meaning to that song that set me loose. So, right now, your combination of your gospel and your music, do you do that at a platform where talking to a large group of people? Or is it just like you could be talking to one person, two people, just anywhere?
Again, really good questions. Me personally, as a missionary, I never overlook the one. You know, like Jesus spoke about leaving the 99 to go after the one. So there's a time where I will reach out to big crowds. I've ministered to tens of thousands of people in Asia and across the world in large crusades and gatherings where I sometimes would sing and deliver a message. I would preach a message and lead people to Christ. Other times I'll sit there, like last Saturday I was in downtown Boston. I met a homeless man. I was out on the street just playing music, giving out tracks. I was with my team in downtown Boston, and we met a homeless guy. He was attracted to the music. He stopped. He listened. And we spoke to him about Christ. We just stood there and gave him one-to-one attention. And he loved that. And we prayed with him. And he got some relief. He was really joyful after our encounter. So I do that. I also use social media. I mean, social media is a powerful platform. It's got people's... It can be a big problem, too. It can be obsessive, compulsive, but you know, it's a platform that has got the attention of millions, so why not use it? Why not use it to convey joy and hope? So I use Instagram primarily and Facebook, a little bit of TikTok to talk to people. I think artists, anyone, any public figure should be real. They should sort of allow people to take a fly-on-the-wall look in their lives. I've got nothing to hide. I'm transparent. So, you know, when I post content, sometimes I'm showing my family. I'm showing my home. I'm telling them what's on my mind. I'll give quick, like, short, sharp, punchy, powerful little messages, you know, just to lift people up for that day. You know, just something that's on my mind or my heart. And I'll mix that in with music videos and other content. So that's what I try and do. I try and connect with people in a very real way.
Well, is there anything else that you have accomplished besides reaching out on social media and large groups and the one-on-one? Have you done anything else that you can give to people as well?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. One of them, I'm a preacher. I love preaching the Word of God, and so probably the one thing that I'm grateful to the Lord is doors opened in Pakistan by the way, you know, there's a lot of hostility to the gospel and to Christians in Pakistan. It's not, it's a place where they found Osama bin Laden. You know, you've got Taliban running around, Christians being persecuted. This is public knowledge. This is in the media. People can find this out. I had the privilege of going there like 4 times, and I would say, by the grace of God, I led about 100,000 people to the Lord in Pakistan, up front, on a platform, in crusades, in gatherings. It was the joy of my life. It was an experience I will never forget, never forget. And I hope to get back there soon. But also in the States, launching gatherings in Boston. I'm a Boston artist, so I'm going to start very soon. People can tune in and get more updates on my social media. I'm going to be launching events, regular monthly events in downtown Boston, where we're going to be playing music, we're going to be playing EDM, attracting the younger generation, having other artists on board with me. I've got a lot of artist friends who want to get involved. And so, who said Christianity is boring? It's the most exciting. I mean, look, TV will be boring if it's not plugged in. If you're plugged into Christ, it's the most exciting adventure of your life. And we want to give people that energy, inspiration to become followers of Christ, you know, by coming to events like this, where, you know, are very different indeed. They're exciting. You know, there's loud music. They can dance. They can pray. They can lift their hands. They can hear inspiring messages that are life-changing. So those are a few events that I've got planned over the next few months. We did a fantastic dance video called Tidal Wave. That got 1 million. That's another achievement. That got over 1 million views on YouTube, and it's an awesome song that people can find and watch. It's, again, story of a clubber who finds Christ. And I aim to make more videos. We've got another single being released very soon. It's called All to You. That's a narrative video. So, yeah, always on the go. People can find this material just by searching for Dr. James. That's DRJAYMZ on Instagram and Facebook. On Facebook, it's Dr. James 1. Instagram is Dr. James IG.
All right. We are close to that time. Our time went by fast, Dr. James. Just talking back and forth.
I'm so grateful. So grateful for having me on the show.
And I'm glad, and I appreciate you being on the show with us. Before you go, is there anything you would like to say to anyone out there in radio land or anywhere else?
Yeah, I do. I want to thank you for having me and giving me the opportunity to share my story, share my music, and the deeper meaning behind all of this. And the deeper meaning is that life without Christ doesn't have much meaning. And I really do believe a lot of people listening right now and around the world are searching for purpose. You know, many, like I was, we exist. We're surviving, but we're not thriving. We're not living for a purpose. And I want to just tell people that when they find Christ, when they invite Jesus into their hearts and get born again and become a follower of Christ, life has a different meaning. It has purpose. It's exciting. It's an adventure. You know, Christ is real, and life becomes full of joy. all the peace, all the joy that people are longing for, it's all in Jesus. I mean, look, that's my heart. I just want to introduce people to Jesus. And if I can do that through music, if I can do that through music to reach one person, lift them out from that dark place, lift them up to the Lord to find meaning and purpose and salvation, then I've done my job. So that's the last thing I want to tell people, you know, to come to the Lord Jesus. And there they will find their purpose, their future, their meaning in life.
All right, Dr. Bangs. I want to thank you for being on with me this evening. And you have a nice night.
Good night, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. I want to thank all my listeners. My next show is scheduled for August the 18th. 2022, 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My featured guest for the evening will be singer-songwriter and musicalist Roz. Also, make sure you check out the music showcase that aired on July 2nd, 2022. The show is hosted by IL Radio Show's producer, L, and creator, and it's broadcast the first Saturday of each month at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But before I end the show this evening, please listen to this.
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday night called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go.
All right, everyone. I hope you have a nice time listening to the show. And I hope you all have a good night.